All right, welcome everybody. It's Bobby D from the Tech Hustle, and I got my crew with me.
Yeah.
D Hustle, what up, player?
What's going on?
Raymond, don't call him Ray. What up, my man?
What's up? Morning.
Yeah, everybody's back in town after, you know, a nice little trip up to ATL. We'll get into that. How's everybody feeling today?
Good.
A little bit better with this weather? Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I like this weather much better.
Raymond always got something with the weather. Oh boy, so let me give y'all a quick run of the show today. So today we're going to have a talk, you know, a little segment by me talking about our trip to Nesby, to Atlanta, and also a talk that I did at the Atlanta Cloud Conference. What do y'all thought about that talk?
It was good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Seeing you in action in person.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, 60 minutes, right? You was worried.
I was concerned, but no, that was good.
We'll get into it. And then we got D Hustle with some current events. I definitely got something to talk to y'all about, this AI software engineer that just got published or released. That I think is going to really change the game. So we'll take a look at that also during that segment. Raymond got a few nuggets. Sounds like you're going to be talking about Glassdoor today.
You know, some job stuff since we came from a conference.
Yeah, for sure. You know. For sure. And then D Hustle is going to lock it in with some sports at the end and some sponsorship.
That's right.
Big shout out to our sponsors already off of it. We got to come out the gate talking about our sponsors. All right, and then I'll close it out at the end, letting y'all know some call to action things, talk to y'all about our school, and a few things that we got going on this week. How do y'all think? What do y'all think about the show today?
Yeah, good.
Yeah. All right, audience, what do y'all think? Y'all ready? All right. So let's cue up the old joint right here to get me into my right mindset. Jeez, you hear the echo? Feels like my voice are bouncing off of the wall. Now, if you've been to season two, you already know this joint right here. It's more or less getting us in the groove for me to, you know, drop a little gem on our TED Talk, and we're going to talk a little bit about our trip to Atlanta. Y'all really enjoyed that ATL?
Yep.
Yeah, man. How about the weather? You like that cold weather, Raymond?
Yep.
Outside of the weather, everything was good. I know you and D don't mind the weather.
Nah,
so.
Bro.
Yeah, this guy complaining to the whole entire trip.
I swear he was the whole time. But I will say Raymond did have
I like Atlanta. Cold weather. I hate Atlanta. Make up your mind, bro.
Yeah, I was bipolar.
Bipolar. You were totally bipolar.
Worse.
But our reason for going out to Atlanta, number one, to support the Nesby Conference. So big shout out to the Nesby Conference.
Shout out to Nesby.
Yeah. It was the 50th anniversary.
It was thick.
And it was thick out there. I mean, how many times have you ever seen that many black engineers, techies, all in one place?
I've never seen that. That was a beautiful sight. It was awesome. It was very cool.
Yeah, for sure. And I tell you, it's like the first time that I went to Nesby while working at Twitter, I had that same reaction. Like, what do y'all mean y'all can't find black people that are interested in tech like this or engineering when you go to a conference like this? And it was over 20,000 students and professionals that went to the conference to actually get recruited by some really cool companies.
Shout out to the ladies and gentlemen that went out there to try to get that hustle in.
100%. We also ran into one of my mentees, Eben, out there.
Eben.
Yeah, her and her crew. What school they at? Calvin University. Yes. Big shout-outs to Calvin University, the Nesby chapter out there, and definitely big shout-outs to Eben. She's actually one of our guests in, you know, backstage with Bobby D, so we're going to have her pop up in later episodes. But definitely, one thing that I would say that I take away from that conference is, number one, that there is still a lot of interest in the field of engineering and technology. Mm-hmm. And definitely want to big up everybody that had a chance to go out there and pitch themselves in terms of organizations and stuff like that. I will say that there was definitely a chance for us to level people up, because what we were providing were resume review, career advice, just to the attendees. We wasn't out there trying to get a booth or hire anybody, but more or less to support the attendees, because if you think about it, a lot of them, that was their first time talking to a big tech company, right?
Right.
Or trying to get a job or an internship. And I can remember when I first was going there as a recruiter for Twitter, recruiting, you know, engineers, is how nervous they were, how excited they were, and definitely just the vibe itself just gave a different feeling. So Big ups to Nesby. Definitely congratulations on a 50-year anniversary.
50.
And I can't wait to pull up next year. Next year, though, I really want to be on the stage speaking, though. I mean, I'm ready for prime time. So, Nesby, holla at your boy. I'm ready.
Let me ask you a question, Bobby D. Do it in Atlanta every year, the conference, or do they change it?
So, they do change it. It's usually nationwide. I've been to Kansas City one time. I went to San Diego one time for the conference.
Shout out to Portia out there.
Portia from Carrot.
Carrot, Kansas City fan.
Yeah, you know, you can't say Kansas City without bringing up Portia. Yeah. But in general, they have a nationwide. They usually have like a committee that decides what city it's going to be in. And then, you know, they have all these students pull up. But I mean, not just students, but also people that are professional trying to, you know, transition into new roles. They usually attend the conference to get leveled up.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious if it was based in Atlanta every year.
Nah, you're just trying to get back to Atlanta. Look at you. Raymond said, I like Atlanta. So especially the unusual things that go on in Atlanta. But he enjoyed himself. So while we was out at Atlanta, we also got a chance to attend another conference. So it wasn't just the Nesby conference to support the attendees, but we also pulled up on the Atlanta Cloud Conference. Well, big shout out to Atlanta Cloud Conference. Big shout out to them. They had an event at, what was the college that it was at? Starts with a K.
Yeah, it's on my social media. I can't remember the name of it, but
But it was hosted on their campus, and definitely big shout-out to
Kenesaw University.
Oh, big shout-out to them.
Huge university.
Yeah.
Big campus.
And then thank them for, you know, hosting the event. And while we were out there, I actually had a chance to speak on stage. You know me, whenever I'm trying to go to these conferences, I'm trying to get on stage. And they gave me an opportunity to talk about a really cool topic that I can't wait to travel the country and talk about it more. So the talk itself was titled Behind the Cloud at Twitter 1.0. From the perspective of Bobby D. But basically just giving y'all an insights into the cloud infrastructure that I helped build and support for a number of years working at Twitter. And definitely like one of those really techie conference. That's the thing that I really liked about it. What do y'all thought about it?
It was good. Like I said, seeing you in person like that was good. It was very techie, like I said. It was good. Very informative.
Yeah. How about you, D-Hustle? What do you thought about it, kid?
I felt good.
Yeah. And then we got it on camera, so the crew was there, so we at least got some pictures of it. That's the thing about whenever I do these talks, sometimes people are like, yo, why don't you post something? I was like, yo, I can't be on the talk and also record myself and post at the same time. So I do appreciate y'all's support, and definitely look forward to the next opportunity for me to speak on stage about it. My question is, was there anything that you learned new or anything that you was like, oh, shit, I didn't know Bobby was doing that, or I didn't know the tech was looking like that? Will y'all have any questions like that?
Yeah, containers, Mesos, all of that stuff was completely new to me. So
yeah, and I tell you, it's like this is the part of whenever I was working at Twitter that sometimes people just didn't grasp how large the infrastructure was, because we were using technologies like containers and Mesos, and if you're not familiar with it, definitely hit me up. I got you. But just think of containers as a virtualized workspace for a process to run, and it has limited resources to it, such as memory, CPU, and disk, and also networking. But the thing that was really cool about that talk is that I got to explain to you all data center scale, because it's not like we only do this on 10 computers, 100 computers. We're doing this on 100,000 computers, hosting hundreds of thousands of containers around the world. And it's by far one of the coolest setups that I've ever had a chance to work on. So, yeah, I'm happy you caught that, Raymond. That was some gems during that conversation. And for anybody that's interested in listening to the recording, we did catch it on video. We're going to get it produced a little bit. And then keep an eye on our YouTube channel. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, and I'll definitely post it out there.
It was very impressive, like I said, hearing that and seeing it in person, and some of the young minds in there were very eager and they were hungry, and it was pretty cool. One of the guys made a comment. They were like, yeah, you guys are part of the Tech Hustle. And they were like, okay, you guys are real. So yeah, that was a pretty funny comment. So
Why did they think that we were not real?
Well, maybe they thought we were AI. I don't know. A lot of AI stuff out there. You got to watch out. So
yeah, for sure. I will say at the Nesby conference, that was also funny too. Like, we were running into students or cohorts or mentees of mine that this is the first time that I got to meet them face to face.
Right.
And they gave me that same like look, like, I didn't know you. Like, they're going like this. Like, yeah. Is that really Bobby? But I tell you, man, it was definitely a great experience. And we actually met a community member out there, too.
We did.
That's a part of our community member. Big shout-outs to Omar.
Omar. Yeah. What up?
Shout-out to Omar.
Omar was out there, and I was like, he came straight up. He's like, yo, you know I'm a part of the community. I was like, well, what's your name? He was like, Omar. I was like, yo, I seen you in the last community meeting. What's up, player? So we are getting known out there. And if you're not following along, you need to catch up because the Tech Hustle is coming to your city next. Yes. Next up.
Get on the train or you'll be left.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, so the talk was about 60 minutes in time with a little bit of question and answers at the end. Raymond was a little concerned at the beginning. It was going to be 60 minutes.
Yeah, 60. I mean, 60 minutes is a lot to talk. I mean, that was like a State of the Union type of verse. I'm like, does the president even speak that long? But I'm like, okay, you're going to do 60 minutes. But no, that was very impressive. I'd never, outside of, I can't say where I willingly. Yeah. No, that was good.
Well, I appreciate that. I left you speechless.
No, it was good. Yeah, no, the stamina, everything, to stand up there, you know, not losing your breath and not looking at notes.
Yeah, man.
Like I said, I'm in Toastmasters for 12 years now, and that is very difficult.
Let's hear that again. How long have you been in Toastmasters?
12 years now.
Let's give him a round of applause.
No, that was like most people you see in Toastmasters, you know, they got to refer to notes or stuff like that, and catch their breath, but no, that was very impressive. Mad props to you.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. And and I tell you that what you saw there, and the reason why I like this conference, being that it's low key, it's not as big as the stages I've stood on before, is that you get to see that part of it, right? And then I basically use this same talk as what I'm going to speak at other places. So you already kind of know the game. And if you are speechless now, just imagine when I give it, you know, three or four more times, how much even better it's going to be, right? And I guess that also is a plug for anybody out there that's looking for someone to speak at a very high level in tech, but also resonate and relate to melanated, underrepresented people that are just trying to level up in tech. Give me a call. Holler at your boy. I'm here. I'm ready for it. I can go 60 minutes, an hour and a half, whatever you need. I'm just definitely there to uplift and really get this knowledge out. And thank you, Raymond, for letting everybody know in terms of the ability. That is a skill. Because you also attended a talk, a session about public speaking, right?
I did.
Now, tell me a little bit about it.
It was pretty good. This guy was a Java software developer, and he was just emphasizing how public speaking is very important. It can take you to the next level. Mm. And yeah, he was just kind of emphasizing, you know, how to give a talk, you know, sprinkle some jokes in there.
Yeah.
Know your material or the crowd is not going to respect you like you knew your material and you sprinkled some jokes in there and you held a command. It was good. Yeah, it was good.
That's what's up. And, and then I guess the last thing he put a plug in there is about Toastmaster, right?
He did. He put a plug at the end and said, hey, Toastmasters is a great resource to help you. So
why don't you tell our audience real quick? I'm going to give you, you know, this is a little bit off the cuff, but tell us a little bit about Toastmasters so we can inspire our audience to, you know, get involved.
Of course. Toastmasters is a nonprofit organization. They are all over the world. And when I mean all over the world, you can go to China, you can go to Africa, you can go to the U.S., you can type in Toastmasters.org and say, hey, find a club near me and you can pull up to a club, whether it's virtually or in person. And like I said, they've been around for maybe almost 100 years. It basically teaches members how to be better speakers in public and leaders. So if you're trying to level up your game with speaking in public and just being an overall better leader, check out Toastmasters. It is basically the cheapest self-improvement that you can attend to be a better public speaker.
Yeah, for sure.
And you go in yourself, correct?
I go in person just to kind of get out the house. I could attend virtually, but, you know, we have people that attend virtually, but I go in person every week. Like I said, I've been doing it for 12 years.
And he's not AI, guys.
I'm not AI, so yeah. But, I think it helped me out tremendously to my career because one time I worked at a company and my boss wanted to promote me, and he was like, Ray, I want to promote you, but I think you should join Toastmasters. Mm. And I joined Toastmasters and got promoted. And yeah.
So you're saying this, if you didn't join Toastmasters, you wouldn't get promoted?
Basically, yeah. At that time, at this job that I was trying. Yeah. That's crazy. It kind of felt like, I know, right? But yeah.
But the skill itself, the results.
The skill itself on just being able to speak.
Yeah.
in public, people take you more seriously. It's a skill that is invaluable.
100%. And I highly, highly recommend developing that skill. Absolutely. I mean, I've attended a few of your Toastmasters meetings. And like you said, it is an organization that's definitely going to sharpen that skill set.
Yep.
And I want to encourage everybody to take a look at that, because this ability to speak has been one of my superpowers, especially me being who I am, melanated, extrovert, extrovert. But because I can hold a conversation to a crowd and or really just drive home the points, you know, bring things up, and also just speaking in front of, you know, CEOs and executives, that ain't nothing to me.
That's but great.
That All skill right. itself is definitely something to take y'all far with it.
Yep. I agree.
Big shout outs to you. All right. Well,
shout outs to Raymond and Toastmasters.
Yeah. He's dropping a little nugget earlier, so let's give Raymond a little nugget right there. Sign up for Toastmasters. Actually, I just seen the site, and y'all can just definitely check it out in our Discord and the podcast. Cool. It's 100-year anniversary.
100 years. Wow.
100-year anniversary.
Look at that.
Shout out to 100 years.
Yeah.
Celebrating Toastmasters. 100 years.
Raymond only been there 12.
All right. Well, definitely check out our Discord. You can definitely check out the links that we dropped in there from the Atlanta Cloud Conference. Little link in there for the 50th for Nesby. And definitely check out Toastmasters. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube, because we will be posting some parts and clips about the talk that I did, so you can all level up.
Yes.
And if y'all trying to get me on stage, holla at your boy.
Like and subscribe. If you don't, you're a hater.
Wow. Raymond's coming with the heat. All right, now, so we're going to jump into our next segment here. It looks like we got D Hustle coming up. What's up, D Hustle?
What's going Ray? On, everybody? What's going on?
Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. You know how it is. Samsung and iPhones and all this other good stuff. I'm going to give you a little technology action going on here. So Samsung is trying to launch a micro-LED Galaxy Watch by 2025.
Ooh. And they're trying to compete with who?
Of course,
with Apple, right?
Of course. But Apple recently having some issues over the micro LED also. Mm. So here's my question. How are you guys going to launch a micro LED Galaxy by 2025, but are reading that Apple's having issues with it overall? What's the difference? Are you trying to say one company is better than the other? Are we able to fix what Apple's not able to do?
Ooh. I don't know. I think it's fire alarm. Like, they trying to start a fire.
Yeah. So they're both trying to come up with this micro LED.
Yeah, launches? Both of them trying to come up with the micro LED. So I got here. So Korean giants rumor saying that the technology Galaxy Watch variant is a tipster starting intended to launch a big target in 2025. Mm. But unfortunately, Apple previously reported with being experienced its own struggles without withdrawing development altogether.
Mm.
So it means that Apple is still trying.
Yeah.
They can figure it out. Hopefully, Samsung can figure it out. They buy it, figure out what the fuck they did.
Yeah, yeah.
And then use that same technology.
That's how they're trying to
level
up.
That's how you said. Samsung's always get their shit up first, and then Apple comes right behind.
And scoop it right up.
Scoop it right up.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I know they got the micro LED TVs now. Do you guys know much about the micro LED? What is, like, the big thing with them? I mean,
I think it's going to be, like, if you think about just display energy savings and stuff like that, that's what they're iterating on. I mean, these mobile watches, number one, I remember back in the days, mine used to get hot and heated because it was just running too much, is trying to reduce the amount of power consumption by using these new tech.
Okay.
It's kind of the way that I feel like what they're working towards.
Mm. Yep.
But but you said Apple's already been trying to do this, and now Samsung's.
Yeah. Well, been trying it for the past some time. But also Apple has tried to compare Android watches. Apple phones and Android watches to try to compare for 3 years, and it hasn't been working at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
So basically it's that, and this is the thing about the Apple Android mixing, right? So some people have like an iPhone with a Android watch, and there's still some missing pieces. But Apple purposely does this so that they can force you onto their platform. So they say, hey, if you have an iPhone, you should get an iWatch, right? And you should get a Mac, or you should get a Apple TV type stuff to stay in the same ecosystem.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it just works better when you're in the same ecosystem, though, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, it is, but I think sometimes it does create a space for like a monopoly situation.
Okay.
But
I'm glad you brought that up with the whole monopoly, with the big trust, antitrust, Apple's getting sued.
Yes.
why is it a monopoly when I am choosing what I want to go with? Like, I want to choose the Apple system.
Yeah.
I want to use it. You have the choice if you want to use Android. That's mm-hmm. your choice. They're not forcing anybody. So how is that a monopoly?
I mean, it's the options that are available to you. So let's say that we go and buy cars. Back in the days, there was only Ford, right? And then they came out with Toyota, and then they came out with Mitsubishi, and then they have all these other versions of these cars. But let's say that Ford was the only one. Ford is the only one. Ford gives you five different flavors, but they're all Ford. That's what they're saying a monopoly is. Even though you have the option to go buy some other stuff, it's because when you overwhelm the market with one of your products, they're saying it's not fair. I don't know how a capitalist, you know, society like embraces this idea of monopoly, because technically that's what you're doing, right? Monopoly gaming, right? You're just basically owning all of the assets or all of the products, or you're the only one that services so you can make the most money.
Right.
But that's the reason why they have these laws, so that one company or one person doesn't only make that one product and they're the only one making all the money.
But they're not.
Well, it just says here, I mean, I was reading up, it says Apple reportedly spent 3 years trying to make Apple Watch for Android, and it has not worked at all.
Yeah.
So like you said, they did a major lawsuit by the DOJ on Thursday. Mm. Apple makers accused by creating a monopoly for iPhones and other devices mentioned, including Apple Watches.
It's interesting.
But if you spend 3 years, according to... 9to5 Mac on Thursday, the company cited technical limitations as the reason it didn't happen.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what limitations are you having? Are you gonna get? I mean, I'm fine if you're gonna give me the little green letter,
right,
on the bubble. But
yeah, I mean, I'm not an Apple fanboy here, like defending everything. I mean, I'm not. I'm just saying there are choices. You can pick what you want. Yeah. So I'm just. Yeah. I don't get it. So, but yeah, no. This seems kind of strange to me. I don't think it's a monopoly personally, but hey.
I mean, they're trying to avoid it from being a monopoly. That's why they're doing these things like trying to put Apple Watch for Android so that they can, you know.
Why do they have to open up their tech to the competitor? Get better. Like, why isn't Google not making their technology work with Apple? Why does Apple have to do the opposite? I don't know. I'm just saying. So just playing devil's advocate here.
I feel you, though. And I do understand, like, in terms of just, like, if the options are there, then why is there a monopoly? But it's just Apple's a $1 trillion company, and they're just constantly, like, taking even bigger chunks of the mobile market. I don't know. The U.S. government has their ways of doing that.
Yep.
Actually, that reminds me of something else I forgot to put on our notes. Y'all heard about TikTok? TikTok?
They're trying to get banned?
Yeah, they're trying to get banned, but... The U.S. government is forcing them to sell some of the assets to an American company. Did y'all hear that?
Yeah, that, I mean, that's kind of nasty, but you know my stance on TikTok when it came out.
Yeah, no, you do. So you're kind of happy about
it. I'm not happy. I'm not really upset about it, but, you know, it's just those TikTok challenges. People just getting into crashes and eating, you know, dish soap and all that. I mean, TikTok, I mean, there's no YouTube challenge. There's no Facebook challenge.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not entirely upset, so.
You think it's going to come down to, like, back in the days, you remember that game that we couldn't, was that little flapping bird that goes over?
Yeah.
There was only certain amount for certain phones, and then if you had that installed, the phone would go.
Yeah.
Mm. I wonder if they're going to happen to that, the TikTok, because I'll buy several phones and download TikTok and make this money out of this thing. No?
That's funny. Yeah, that happened. That happened when Twitter rebranded to X. There were some people that refused to do the update and they still had the Twitter logo on the phone. For sure. So
I actually uninstalled, so I haven't even reinstalled it yet.
Oh, it has X on it.
I don't even notice it. They actually had that little battle on LinkedIn too. So I was like,
really?
Yeah. So people that worked at Twitter Bluebird say, no, we want to keep our Bluebird icon on for Twitter rather than switching it to X, because obviously that's a new company. But
is it X? I don't understand X. It's, I feel like X. It's what? X rated over Twitter?
Yeah. I still call it Twitter.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
And that's Twitter. The thing. Everybody still calls it Twitter, but X, I don't know.
I'd rather you call it hashtag, because that's when you guys got the hashtag.
Facts. Yeah. I mean, they could have come up with a better name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the pound sign.
Yeah.
The artist formerly known as Twitter.
Yo, did y'all hear how I was introducing myself to the students when I told them I used to work at the Bluebird?
Yeah. Yo, Bluebird.
That's crazy that I have a way of describing. I used to work at Twitter, where I say something like, I used to work at this social media company. I don't know if you know it. It's the one that used to be the little blue bird. And everybody just goes, they're like, I don't know what blue bird, like, what are you talking about?
I had to think about it. Yeah. Oh, Twitter.
I was like, dang. And that's not even a year since they changed the name. The brand is already gone.
Everything is changing.
That is crazy.
It's changing. Yeah. But another thing that Apple's have, Apple has that, I know we talked about this before, but Raymond has it, the AirTag. You pay like $25, right?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah,
pay so 20. Samsung now has it for $20. Wow. They're having a big sale going on. So if you want to get those sale tags, there's $19 off, usually $99. Uh-huh. If you want to buy a bundle, it's just $4.
Amazon. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, they're great.
Yeah. So Amazon selling it?
Yeah. So you get a pack of four for $80. That's just like $19 off the original price. So it is $20. But guess who's not behind? Guess who's right behind it?
Who?
Samsung.
Samsung with their own tag?
Samsung got a tag now. Samsung Big Spring Sale. Discount Samsung Galaxy Smart Tag 2, which means it's been around.
I didn't know that.
$21 each.
Wow.
Do you guys know they had a tag?
I knew they had a tag.
I'm going to do the fire alarm because they going in for competition now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to put it on here on Discord just so you guys see.
I never knew they had a tag.
And it's, if you look at it, it's really smaller than the Apple.
Yeah. Mm.
And it looks like you can hold the key to it.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I like this
one.
It
looks pretty cool, man. I like it better than the regular tag.
Interesting. Yeah. I didn't know they had a tag.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it's the same price, $21, okay, if you like.
Interesting.
$21 from $30. And now also on sale of $70 from originally $100, which drops the Galaxy Samsung to $17.50.
Wow.
Yeah. Big shout out Amazon. To Amazon. They're coming out here for to get at it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, that is competition. There's nothing wrong. That is not antitrust. You know what I'm saying? You get to pick what you want. Just like with, I'm going on a rant here. Just like with Amazon Echo, or if you wanted to use the Google's ecosystem, it's what flavor you want to use. That's not, you know, why isn't there, I mean, they're going to come out with their Amazon next. So yeah, this government is tripping in my opinion. So
I think they just want to be in control.
I think so too. That's what it really is.
They're
just
not
comes
being
down to.
Controlled. They need to figure out we're in debt right now. They need to figure out how we're going to pay everything back.
And what they really need to figure out is how they can get more taxes out of fucking Apple and all these companies, because that's what's the really big problem is they collecting too much money and they're not getting their money back.
For me, Apple died since Steve Jobs died for me. Personally, I don't see nothing new improving except the newest thing I see is the version. Yeah. The Pro Vision.
Yeah.
Vision that's the only thing I see since it's been. It's the same phone every freaking year.
Facts.
Yeah.
It's same watch every year.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, they're riding that wave. They're trying to ride it until they can't ride it no more almost.
Yeah.
But nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. Besides the Pro. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, I think their business strategy is that the Pros, the Vision Pro, will eventually be the device. Like, everything is going to move towards that. So, I guess that's their next big
So, everybody's bet. Walking with helmets on their heads.
The Simpsons predicted this.
Did they?
Yeah.
They did. The no Simpsons fucking
predicted
way.
This.
For real?
Yeah, they did.
I'm watching The Simpsons.
Simpsons predicted this.
I stopped a long time
They predicted
ago.
COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
They predicted Trump would be a president.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the submarine.
Crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, but yeah, we definitely, I mean, have y'all seen anybody out with it yet? I haven't seen a Vision Pro yet.
Just on the internet.
Not in person, just on the internet, like D said, you know, podcasts that I watch and stuff like that. Have you seen anybody in person?
I haven't seen anybody. There's two things I haven't seen yet. I haven't seen a Cybertruck yet, and I haven't seen the
I've seen Cybertruck. Just go down on Okeechobee right there by the house. There's a Tesla right there by the house.
Oh, where?
Yeah, there's the Tesla store.
Well, I know the Tesla store there.
Cybertruck is going to be there.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one.
I saw the Cybertruck at Delray 2 weeks ago, too.
Oh, where?
And they haven't sold? That I don't believe.
No, they've been sold, yeah.
So it is sold?
Yeah.
Okay.
These guys were like ahead of the curve. They had their orders in, like, you know, 2 years ago.
Okay.
You're driving by and it's still in the dealership. You got questions.
No, yeah. You can't go and just get one, though.
Yeah.
You still can't.
You still can't?
No, you can't.
Are they reselling them yet, or?
They are reselling them over market, so yeah.
Wasn't you telling me about some about a football player?
I think it was Raymond.
Oh, that was given overcharge for a Cybertruck.
Yeah, dealership tried to take advantage of a football player. Tried to overmarket by $130,000 over MSRP, which is totally illegal per Tesla standards. He asked.
But here's the funny part about it. Like you said, he was gonna fucking buy it.
He was gonna buy it. $250,000.
Yeah, good Lord.
Because
but Tesla.
The marketing is out of the window. Tesla, Elon has did it.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody wants it, so they made fun of it, but he's winning.
Wow. Yeah. And then what the case is that people will pay just about anything to get it.
Yeah, this kid wanted it. He was like, what is it going to take for me to walk out the door with this?
And you say he called his agent and didn't work out.
But that was just scummy.
Big shout outs to his financial advisor.
Big shout outs. He would have told him, yeah.
Yeah.
Big shout out to his financial advisor. Probably a fiduciary accountant.
Yeah, that's all big I got there, gentlemen. But other than that.
Ooh, next up.
That's
we got
what I've
guy.
Been waiting for. That's what I want to hear.
Raymond, don't call him Ray Ray. What up, player?
What's up, gentlemen? Morning.
I heard
morning.
You got a few nuggets to drop today. What's
yeah,
good, kid?
Just a couple. So, question for you and D Hustle here.
What up?
Obviously, we surf the internet. Obviously, you know. Whether it's personal, business, curious for you guys, mm-hmm. Do you have like a preferred browser that you use?
Preferred browser. So I'm a Chrome browser.
Okay, so am I.
Yeah, the first thing I do whenever I get a computer, I don't even start up Safari. I don't even look at Internet Explorer. I don't even know what they call it on Windows anymore.
Well.
I just install Chrome off rip.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I use Chrome as well. I use all of them. I use Chrome. I use Firefox. Likewise, what do you use?
I use both.
You use both? Chrome and Firefox?
Chrome, Firefox, Safari.
Safari, okay. Yeah. Yeah, and I use Safari as well. Edge is the rebranded version of
Internet Explorer.
And just give some... I can't believe I'm saying this, but Edge is pretty good. It's based off of the Chromium, just like Chrome. It's basically just like Chrome.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, they have leveled up, though, but still people don't use it. Like I said, I use Chrome, but yeah. I used to work at this place, and one of my coworkers used to use something called DuckDuckGo. I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
Yeah,
it's based off of privacy. This guy was like a freaking, you know, privacy nut. So what I wanted to, nuggets I wanted to give you about is Quant. It's another privacy, Quant. Q-W-A-N-T.
Ooh.
Yeah, so if you're like one of those big conspiracy, well, I wouldn't say conspiracy, if you're all about privacy, check this out. It's another browser. It's a European-based search engine, and they stand on privacy. It's just like DuckDuckGo, because I used to wonder why my coworker used DuckDuckGo.
Yeah,
he's like, oh, man, they track everything and yada, yada. Mm. So check out Quant if you're one of those people that are very privacy based. They don't use any cookies. They don't sell your information.
I was going to ask that.
Yeah, they don't store. They don't sell it. They don't use cookies or anything. It's a European based search engine, and they stand off of privacy. So, yeah, don't check it out if you're into privacy and all that.
I'm gonna use that when I book my flights.
Yeah,
you can do, yeah.
I mean, like that's how I get my discount.
Like frustrating, man. Like you can't even launch a browser and just. It just, it's always listening. One time I was like talking about cookies randomly, and I went back home and I loaded up my browser and it started sending me stuff about cookies.
I was like, I
never even typed cookies or nothing, but it's always listening.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is a little frustrating part about it. So,
damn Alexa.
Shit. Before you know it, cookies are going to be delivered at the house, and you're going to see is just the Amazon transaction.
It was creepy. So, yeah.
That's what's up. It's a private search engine. They also have a map, an extension that you can add to existing browsers. But yeah, it's a European based search engine that's leaning on privacy. Actually, it's a French search engine.
French, okay.
Launched in February 2013.
Oui, oui, ooh la la.
It says that they claim to respect the privacy and its users and not tracking them for advertising purposes nor reselling their personal data. Wow, Raymond, that's a good one to find, player.
Yeah, I'm trying to level up the game here and level up our audience. So yeah, so check it out.
Yep. Yeah, launched sure. July 2023 on July 2013, about 10 years ago.
Okay. Yep,
cool. All right,
cool. That's what's up.
Yeah. So next nugget here, being that we just came from two conferences here, NSBE in particular, where 20,000 Black and Brown students were trying to look for jobs.
Yeah,
and we went to the Atlanta Cloud Conference. I figured, let me give you something related to jobs. Have you guys ever heard of Glassdoor?
Yeah, Glassdoor is a gem.
School, Glassdoor for our audience here. If you never heard about it, it's a site that you can go on and kind of, do some background information. Let's just say you're getting an interview with XYZ company. You can go ahead and type in XYZ company inside of Glassdoor, and it's real reviews from people that actually work there or used to work there. It'll you know, take everything with a grain of salt. Don't just believe everything that's on there. But people put interview questions, people put salaries. I've used it quite immense of times. One time I went for an interview at Citrix, Bobby D, and I used Glassdoor and looked up and read several interview questions, looked at salary histories. Yeah, it's a good resource if you're in the job market or if you just want to, you know, do some research on a company. Check it out. Yeah. So Glassdoor.
Yeah, big shout out to Glassdoor. I actually used Glassdoor a few times too. Especially number one, checking out to see how the company I'm working for is doing.
Oh, there you go.
Right, because, I did too. It definitely gives you some insights into stuff that you might not even be aware of. But then the other thing is that this just becomes like the centralized place for, like you said, people looking for job opportunities. This is like the second place that I go after I go to their website.
Nice.
Like I go to the company's website, check out their blogs, check out the about, and then I go straight to Glassdoor and nice. Look at what's really going on.
Nice, yeah.
But yeah, a big shout out to Glassdoor. And yeah, that's a really, really good nugget there, Raymond.
Yeah, I worked at a company one time where there was a person that put some information about the company and yeah, they kind of found out it was this certain individual, even though it's supposed to be anonymous. I don't know if this person put their name on, and yeah, they
got let go?
Yeah, they got let go.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was the rumor.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's so great. So I'm a person that supports transparency. If you are a whistleblower, you should have a space to have an opportunity to bring things to light. And anonymous is your key. Stay anonymous. Yeah. So don't ever, you know, you ever see one of those things like, we won't be looking at your stuff. We won't tell anybody about it. What's your name? What's your email? Go ahead and post it. I never trust that stuff.
Yeah.
They're recording it somewhere.
Definitely. And another thing, since you're talking about they're recording it and we're talking about privacy. So you guys ever use incognito mode in Chrome?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's false. It's not really incognito.
No way.
No, they have stories and research. They've proved that they could still, you know, find out who you are, even if you're using incognito mode. So yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So just, you know, another reason why to use Quant or DuckDuckGo.
My ticket price is another.
I'm just saying. So yeah, they've proven that incognito mode is BS. So yeah. Just throwing it out there.
I fucking knew it.
I did too. So yeah, bastards. Because you're saying privacy and being an anonymous, 100%. Bobby D, just wanted to throw it out there. So
100%.
And I thought I was getting privacy.
So what's the use? You using your nugget today?
Yeah, I've been using DuckDuckGo as well. I mean, I still use Chrome. Don't get me wrong, but you know. So, but yeah, just throwing it out there.
For sure. And interesting. And I don't know if you've ever like searched on the internet when you like have a fresh install of something or in quote unquote incognito or this other browser, like you said, DuckDuckGo or the one mentioned today,
Quant.
How different the internet is when you actually access it that way. Like D's like, yo, I can get cheaper tickets. Yes, you can get cheaper tickets because it's not doing no caching and looking at your cookies and stuff like that. And it's just that first customer experience that you're getting. I'm actually a little pissed when you said that incognito mode is incognito mode, right? I rely on it.
I do too.
Incognito.
I've been as well. We all been gyfed.
Yeah.
It's complete BS. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, that's the reason why people are using these alternate, you know,
browsers.
So yeah, they're stand on privacy.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
All right. Any other nuggets, Raymond?
Last one is when we were flying back home to Florida, I started watching a show that a buddy of mine recommended on Netflix. We all have Netflix here, right?
Yeah, yeah. What's the show?
It's called American Nightmare.
American Nightmare.
Yeah, basically this guy allegedly is...
Now don't give it away now.
Okay, just giving you the synopsis.
There
he is basically... apparently his girlfriend is kidnapped.
Ah.
He's duct taped. Girlfriend is kidnapped, and yeah, that's all I'll tell you.
That's all you'll tell me because it's that good. You want to get right into it.
It's pretty good, so check it out. So yeah, it's called American Nightmare on Netflix. So
okay,
all right.
Oh, and it looks like it's one season they have there.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah, just started watching it on the plane. I've been meaning to. So
based on a true story.
Oh
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
There you go. I didn't even know that.
If you finish,
sounds shopping. Familiar, D. I don't know. Yeah, so. Yeah, check it out. That's all I got.
You and your movies, bro. How was Dune? Because you were shouting that out the other day.
Dune 2 was excellent. Hands down, the best movie I watched of 2024 so far. If you haven't watched it yet, if you're big into sci-fi, it's good. It's so good.
Oh, that's good.
My son, my brother and
I didn't like the ending, but
did you watch it?
I knew it was gonna be a part three.
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
He didn't like the ending because it didn't end.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I mean, but it was good though. What'd you think?
Yeah, it was good. It's good. Fucking guy. I mean, I'm not gonna spoil it for anybody.
Yeah, yeah. Please don't spoil it for me.
Are you gonna watch it?
I'm going to.
Oh, I'll talk to you about it.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
Yeah. But yeah, you know, I love my movies and shows. So
yeah, for sure.
We're gonna go watch Godzilla next week. So.
All right. Roger that. Well, Raymond, thank you so much for the nuggets. We really appreciate you always, my man.
Of course.
And now we got back my guy, D Hustle. Well, what's up with sports?
What's going on? What's going on?
What's up, player? Uh oh. That's how you starting off?
Well, let's get down to the nitty and gritty. First things first, baseball season's coming up. Actually, the 28th, baseball starts. So shout outs if you're a baseball fan, a favorite team. Hope you root for it. I don't see how my Mets are going to do this year, but it is what it is.
Really quickly, since you're on baseball, is Shohei going to prison?
Nah.
Come on. Really?
Crazy.
What? The gambling? He's been gambling, or his interpreter was gambling? You mean to tell me he didn't know anything about this?
What that got to do with him?
What do you mean? So you're saying he had no clue that this guy was using his money to gamble?
How he would know that?
Okay. All right.
How would he know that, though?
What do you mean?
You got so much money.
Bro, I stare at my bank account multiple times. I mean,
and
I know.
You think he's going to stare at his bank account?
I mean, I'm just saying, maybe I'm not on the level of his, but you know when you're missing money. I mean, come on, man.
If I'm managing your money, let's see if you can put it this way. If I'm managing your money and you ask me for money and I give you your money, why would you question me?
Yeah.
If I'm out there spending money left and right, and then let's say the next couple of days, you'd be like, yo, I need at least 500 grand. And you get your 500 grand.
Mm.
Why would you question me? How would I know that you have a gambling problem? If my money, if I ask for my money, it's coming in right away. Mm. What I initial.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
It sounds very naive, but okay.
No, I think when you get to that level.
I want to hear this. How is it naive?
I mean, Ronald Reagan has said it, the most famous quote, trust but verify. I mean, you can't just blanket.
Nobody said that to Michael Jordan when he was expanding his gambling problem. Everybody was seeing gambling crime, but he still played.
Yeah, but he wasn't gambling on sports, though. Like this
His
guy
dad
was
gambling.
Not on like the NBA games, though.
His dad was gambling.
Yeah, but his dad doesn't work for the NBA. Like Shohei, the interpreter, works for the MLB.
Where is his dad getting his money from, though?
The guy works for MLB.
But where is Jordan's dad getting his money from?
His dad doesn't work for the NBA. I know what you're saying, but Shohei's interpreter works for the Major League Baseball.
So you're saying LeBron James' manager is not using none of his money?
No.
How do you know that?
I'm not saying that they don't work for the NBA though.
So I guess I'm lost in the story. So the interpreter, I missed that part of the story.
The interpreter for Shohei has been gambling about $10 million supposedly Shohei's money, and Shohei did not know this.
Wow.
There's an investigation by the IRS.
I mean, it could be true. Yeah.
I'm trying to give him some bail here. We'll see. Yeah. But yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, he'll probably get fired.
The translator?
He's going to go to prison probably, yeah.
He's going to get prison. Yeah. And he's going to have to pay his money back.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, are they claiming that he stole it?
Yeah, he stole it. That's illegal.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the gambling part is illegal.
Well, and taking someone's money without them knowing is illegal as well, Bobby.
Yes. I get that. I mean, in terms of speculation, are we saying that the player knew that he was doing it, or
the player says he didn't know?
Got it. So the player is the one that's being in question if he's going to get in trouble.
Nobody knows Barry Bonds was taking steroids.
Yeah, except for his head got 20 times bigger as the season went on, but he wasn't taking steroids. But I get what you're saying. Yes.
Wow, this is going to be a good
Mark McGuire made 68 home runs.
Uh-huh.
72. Sammy Sosa is not white. He's not black anymore.
I'm not going there, but
that one right there is for the books for sure.
Yeah, that's
for the books.
That was interesting.
Come on, wow. Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's where we come from, we're watching our money.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
But when a guy's been having the money on a consistent basis and there's no issue questions about it.
I guess that's how it is. Let's just say that if you were in his position, would you just let some manager, you would just go whatever they say?
Well, first of all, it's out of my jurisdiction, especially with that price range. Let's be realistic here.
It's hypothetically, though.
Major lawsuits coming in left and right if you're taking at least any type of millions over. Because at the end of the day, I'm trusting you with my money.
Facts.
Bro.
I'm trusting you with my money. So that means I got to have a level of trust with you to take care of my money. Mm. No matter who it is. Because at the end of the day, whoever is the interpreter, you have to have a sit-down conversation with that person. Or your trust person, your interpreter, your agent. Mm. Everybody has to sit down and come to an agreement or whatever it is. So if, let's say, you and I have a relationship and we're there, and you was like, you know what? I trust Bobby. I trust boom, 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 boom. So I'm going to go by what you're saying, because, and then I'm going to bring Bobby into my circle.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything is good. But then if he screws me, who do I got to look at? Mm. I got to look at you now. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because why? Because I trust you, because you my man, and I gave you the trust for Bobby.
Yeah, yeah.
You for see sure. What I'm saying? So at the end of the day, appointing is going to go, he can't do it by himself.
Yeah.
So hopefully he got his money back. But this is a business. That's how it is.
Isn't this the same player that made the record deal contract?
Yeah.
The same one. That had the one that he said, hey, I don't want to get paid like this. I want to, he even had his payment cycles different in a way so that he can make sure that the money levels up type stuff. Damn. So his interpreter slid it like that, huh?
It's crazy.
Yeah. That is crazy.
And the funny thing is it's an interpreter.
Yeah, I know.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like I would understand if it was his agent, his trusted manager or something.
Yeah.
But where's that? My question is, where the fuck is he getting all his money from?
Yeah.
How are you giving him his money? I mean, I don't understand. Mm.
What do you mean?
How did the interpreter come up with all his money, though? That's what I'm trying to
figure out. Yeah, somehow he's...
How did he get that?
Somehow he's in control. But that's what you always hear about these sports guys. Like, oh, I let the wrong person trust my, you always hear from Terrell Owens to all of these guys. I let the wrong person handle my stuff. So it just, I don't know.
If you have a family member, use the family member's
house. Yeah.
Somebody that speaks your same language.
Have your mama, have your dad.
True. Yeah.
I'd rather trust them than an interpreter or a manager, et cetera, et cetera.
That is crazy. $10 million?
$10 million is from what?
Well, he lost $4 or $5 million, but he spent more than that.
Oh,
so
yeah, for sure.
That's what he lost.
Well, he got that bag? Probably not.
No, he's going to prison. So
he's going to prison.
It's embezzlement.
Yeah, yeah. But other than that, have you guys done, talk about football, have you guys done your draft for football? Football's almost starting up.
Oh,
draft.
For fantasy football? Oh, no, no, no. That's just regular season draft.
Okay,
gotcha.
Yeah, new NFL drafts for all the college.
Do you do a pick at all, or like who's going to get picked first, or are you just in general? Oh, okay, I gotcha.
People do a mock draft, or, it's the same thing
as
football and stuff like that. Other than that, let's stick to basketball. March Madness, shout out to everybody in March Madness.
Yeah.
College basketball.
A lot of upsets.
Yep.
A lot of upsets. You did a pool.
I did a pool. I basically donated my money.
You donated?
Yeah. It was a donation.
You donated his money.
How much money you donated, Raymond?
It was $50. I got suckered in.
But the upset was Kentucky losing to Oakland. So it's
upset.
That's everybody's.
I think everybody's
automatically
still.
That's money down the drain.
Yeah.
And then basketball, man. Other than that, basketball is looking good. Boston's in the playoffs again. New York is in the playoffs.
Yeah. Look at him.
For your Knicks. You guys are number four.
We're number four. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Happy about that.
And back in the West Side there, the champs are number one. They're taking care of business.
I got to
scroll all the way down for a minute. Yeah, Lakers and Warriors are all the way down there. They're ninth and tenth place.
Let me ask you a question. What teams, what spots do they put for the play-in? Is it 7 through 10 or is it?
1 through 6.
1 through 6? I thought it was 7 through 10.
Nothing.
No, 1 through 6. Aren't they
number one
will
go against number 6. Number
no,
two.
But I'm saying like.
I don't know. Don't look at
the
me.
The play-in, like. Because the Lakers and the Warriors have to do the play-in, right? Because if the season ended, isn't it the 7 through 10 that would have to do the play-in?
I think so, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. So, yeah.
They're changing a lot of shit.
Yeah, so, all right. That's where
I even seen a basketball game with a different court color the other day. Yeah. I was like, what's going on with this?
Yeah, Lakers, hopefully they'll get the play-in spot.
Yeah. I mean, if you said like last time that they won in championship tournament, whatever that was.
The in-season tournament.
Maybe the Lakers don't have to do none. They're already automatic.
No, they're not. They're trying to look for that for the future. I wish.
What's that? If you win the in-season one, then you automatically get a playoff spot.
Mm. Yeah, so.
But yeah, the people would actually really start to play, though, if they did that.
Yeah, but, you know, Lakers suck, Warriors suck, is what it is.
Is what it is.
So.
I mean, there's a lot of hurt players right now, and it is what it is. Other than that, that's all I got, man. Hope everybody had a good weekend. And
Yeah. Big shout outs to our sponsor. You want to give him a big shout out, Ken?
Marvelous Creations. Yeah, buddy.
Marvelous Creations.
Or your cake pops, or your candy, or your good cakes, parties.
From the Palm Beaches all the way down to Miami-Dade, servicing the whole community. So make sure you holler.
Shout out to Marvelous Creations.
Shout out. All right, fellas, it looks like we're coming to an end. We almost 50-minute mark. Seems like we're chatting up a good minute. Let me see if we cue up some music here. Let me see. Ooh, we're going to close it out today with one of our new joints. Hope y'all like it. We're gonna cue it up. Ooh. So first of all, thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Tech Hustle Podcast. This is episode number 32. I didn't mention that at the beginning. 32. We're gonna just keep running with it. Closing out this conversation, I more or less just want to say thank you all so much for tuning in, continuing to be yourself, being a value member of our Tech Hustle here. Now, how do you contribute and support us? Number one, by subscribing. Click that subscribe button either on YouTube, click the follow button on Spotify, and all podcast platforms, you'll definitely be able to find us. Another way to support our group is joining our community at school. Big shout out to all of our school members.
School.
Yeah. And it looks like we over about 100 subscribers. 100
yes, sir.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Big shout out to our whole crew out there. It's where it's at. The school platform is where we're holding it down. This is where the community meets. This is where we talk about, you know, services that we offer, webinars, coaching, mentoring. And the cool thing is it's a community of like-minded people, and we're all just trying to level up in this tech field of engineering and technology. So definitely come through. You can get access to our school website by going to thetechhustle.com. Let's give a big round of applause for thetechhustle.com. Yeah. Now, thetechhustle.com has more than just links to our school or our community. If you're looking for our premium services or our premium community plus access, the link is there too. And then another big shout out is to our newsletter. This newsletter month of what month are we in?
Last of the month.
Yeah, big shout outs to our newsletters being published this week.
This Thursday,
so check us out. We're going to be covering all the things that we talked about this month. Obviously, wrapping up our trip to Atlanta will be covered in the newsletter. And definitely, any type of offers we have, you'll catch it in the newsletter. Subscribe to that so we can definitely level you all up. Other than that, fellas, that's all that I got for episode number 32.
Yeah.
Any last words?
Stay warm out there.
Oh,
happy Easter.
Oh, yeah.
Easter weekend if you celebrate Easter.
Yeah. So big shout outs to everybody. Thank you all again for tuning in. Holla at your boy. It's Bobby D.
Three. Next.